Hello and welcome to the Tao of June, Living an Inspired Life. I'm having a particularly difficult day today because last night I was driving home from Tennessee. I spent the day with my daughters, shopping for Halloween costumes and, you know, just spending some time with them. We went to the Family Fun Center, rode some go-karts and watched them roller skate and do the bouncing thing and playing some video games, air hockey. It was a lot of fun. And I had some dinner with them. And I got on the road around 10 o'clock in the evening, which means, you know, 4 hour drive. I got home close to 2:30 in the morning. And I was so sleepy. I was drowsy. I was dozing off a little bit. I drank some coffee, and that was a very bad move because once I got home, laying in bed trying to sleep because I was fighting sleep the whole way home. But then once I was in my bed and I could sleep, I couldn't fall asleep. And just watching the clock go by, you know, just watching the clock go hour by hour, and it's like, oh my God. I was hoping to get at least like 5 hours sleep, wake up around 7:30, go to sleep around 2:30 when I got home, but no, didn't happen. And at one point, this morning, early hours of this morning, like around 2-3 o'clock in the morning, it just started pouring down rain. It started pouring so hard, and I could hear the wind and the rain, and it just, you know, just staying, laying there awake, listening to the rain, and you know, by around 7 o'clock, I had to use the restroom. So then I went back and I laid back down, and I was thinking, maybe I can just sleep for 1 hour, wake up at 8. But I laid there, but I couldn't fall asleep. Just thinking about my daughters, I guess, and trying not to feel sad. But I could almost feel my heartbeat. You know, it just, my heart felt so heavy. Just feeling so sad and, you know, just missing my daughters already. It's so hard whenever I spend the day with them and I have to say goodbye. But, you know, it's the situation is difficult, and but it's okay. You know, like, I just have to accept the situation for what it is and understand that it's going to be difficult for a while, and we're all adjusting. You know, she needs time to forgive me for letting her down. So I understand, you know, my older daughter's still upset with me. You know, we still are able to have fun though. She you know, it's almost like she can't help it. We have fun, we smile, we laugh, but then when it comes down to like having any meaningful real conversations, trying to connect on an emotional level, she just shuts herself off, you know, and it breaks my heart. But she has every right to feel the way she wants to. She feels. Her feelings are valid, and I have to respect that. And I was actually thinking, laying awake thinking, I'm so exhausted, I'm so tired, I have two big huskies to groom today, and I'm sure they're blowing coat. You know, that just means they're shedding a lot right now because, you know, the seasons have changed. All of a sudden it's cold, you know, and it's fall now. So huskies, usually double coated dogs, are just shedding like crazy around this time of year. So I have a lot of work ahead of me just to, you know, brush all that out, get all that sorted out. And it's a lot of work. It takes a while. It's a lot of effort, sweat. And now it's raining. And now it's raining. On top of everything, it's raining now. Oh my goodness. And I was actually thinking about bailing today. I was actually thinking about emailing her and just canceling the appointment today. Letting her know, I don't think I can make it, you know. But then I was thinking about it. I was like, okay, let's say I do cancel the appointment today. And it's going to be really difficult to reschedule her because I'm booked out. I don't really have a lot of open dates where I could reschedule her. So that's going to be a huge inconvenience to her and to my client. And I don't think I would feel proud of myself. I would, you know, even if I did lay at home, trying to recover and rest. Would I really be able to get good rest? I don't know. I don't think so. And I feel like I would have felt like I wasted a day. You know, another opportunity to have new experiences and grow each day, right? So I told myself, instead of thinking like, I don't think I can do this, you know, instead of thinking those disempowering thoughts, change that inner dialogue, change that self-talk, and tell myself, I can do this. I got this. Right? Anyone can handle one more day, no matter how difficult the situation is, no matter how heavy the burden, we are all capable of doing it for just one more day. We can do anything for just one more day, no matter how hard it is. And, you know, understanding that that is part of being human is that strength of character, that ability to dig deep and feel proud of ourselves. And I felt like this is a great opportunity for me to really practice that and practice acceptance, patience, and doing the difficult things that I know are necessary, that need to be done. You know, waking up and walking my dogs this morning before I go to work, you know, because I have a responsibility towards my dogs. They're my responsibility as their owner. I need to make sure they get proper exercise and food, good quality food and fresh water. And I spend some time with them before I go to work. And then I have a responsibility towards my clients. You know, I have an obligation that I made. I've made a commitment towards them. We scheduled these appointments ahead of time. And these are promises made, you know, towards each other. They're promising that, you know, that the day that we set, the appointment that we set, agreed upon, they're going to, you know, be available. And, you know, I'm going to be able to come and groom their dogs that day. I'm making a promise that I will show up, you know, at the time we agreed, and I will do my best, provide the service, and exceed their expectations. Always try to do my best. And this is an obligation. I mean, this is a commitment that I've made. I'm obligated. I have a responsibility to keep my promises that I made towards my clients, no matter how difficult it may be. And this is a chance for me to grow. Right? And looking at it that way, instead of looking at it like, oh, poor me, you know, and life is so hard, why is it always so hard on me, and it's raining, and I didn't get any sleep, and my daughter hates me, and I'm going through divorce, and I'm separated from my daughters, and I miss them so much, and oh, you know, woe is me. And instead of thinking these disempowering thoughts, and getting down, and low energy, I can choose to think better thoughts. I can choose to look at the same situation in a different way, right? And then Dr. Wayne Dyer said that when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. And I don't think that was just a clever play on words. I think that is truth, that what he was speaking. When I change the way I look at the same situation, I didn't get any sleep last night. I'm tired. I'm feeling a bit sad because I had to say goodbye to my daughters, and I had such a great time with them yesterday. And, you know, trying not to worry about them and things like that. Even though the situation is what it is, I can look at it in a different way and tell myself, even with my daughters, as difficult and painful as that is, I can tell myself, this is an opportunity, this is a chance for me to show unconditional love, to practice unconditional love towards my daughter. My younger daughter, you know, she's so sweet, and I think maybe because she's only 8 years old, and, you know, and she doesn't resent me the way my older daughter does. She's not mad at me. She still loves me, and she's still very affectionate with me. And I love that so much. But my older daughter, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to practice unconditional love, showing her how much I love her and care about her without needing to have that in return, without needing her to return any kind of love or affection towards me. And even if she is, you know, kind of cold and distant and maybe, you know, just kind of cuts herself off emotionally from me, and that, you know, even though that does hurt my feelings and that does break my heart, I can still not allow that to disrupt, you know, the way that I show her that I love her and care about her, and I can still show her unconditional love, meaning that I do not require her to do anything to earn my love and affection, and I do not require her to return my love and affection. I just give it, no matter what, and help her to see that I am truly sorry for the mistakes that I've made and for letting her down. And no matter what, I will always care about her and I will always love her. This is a great chance, because how can I actually show her unconditional love unless I have an opportunity like this to do so, right? How can I prove to myself that I have the tenacity, the resiliency, the persistence to do the best I possibly can, no matter how difficult the day may be, unless I have a day like this where I'm really tested and I'm tired, you know, and I'm, you know, maybe feeling a little shaky because I didn't get any rest, but it's okay. I'm just drinking some coffee actually right now, but you know, how can I prove to myself that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to do the best possible job for my clients, to do the best possible work that I'm proud of, and I know that it's meaningful and valuable to my clients, and I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to show up no matter what every day and do my best no matter what the situation might be. How can I really prove that to myself unless I have a day like this, right? So I can choose to look at each situation in a more positive light, right? And you know, and also with my ex-wife, you know, it's like now I'm grateful whenever she, you know, kind of gets angry and loses her temper. And cause even this morning, because my younger daughter needs a lot of dental work, she showed me her teeth last night, and oh my god, there's like two areas where there's double teeth that have grown in, like one tooth in front of another, and there's one tooth that has chipped, and you know, like one of her molars is kind of broken, and she needs to, every time she eats, she has to pick at it and clean it out with the toothpick. And I asked her if it hurts, and she said no, but it just really concerned me. So I asked my wife, my ex-wife, this morning. I called her and asked her, you know, if I could set up a dentist appointment just to have a checkup, just to see what we need to, you know, what we need to do. And there's a dentist here that is willing to work out payments. So I told her, you know, I'll pay for it, and you know, I just want to help. And she got upset. And I kind of knew she would. And she was saying how, you know, she's working on it, and why do I have to make her feel guilty? And I told her, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty at all. I'm just trying to help. This is our little girl. You know, I want to help. And, but, you know, I just told her, you know, thank you for, because she was saying, like, do whatever you want. And she was getting upset. And I just told her, thank you for understanding. You know, and I realize now I should be grateful towards her whenever she does get, you know, upset and, you know, gets argumentative, because again, it's an opportunity for me to be more aware of how I'm feeling and to be more, you know, it's a chance for me to practice staying centered, staying balanced, and not allowing myself to get sucked into another argument. And not needing to justify myself or, you know, explain myself or defend my actions. And just, you know, understand. I even asked her, you know, do you want me to just leave it alone? You know, I will. You know, I'm just concerned, and I want to help. And it would make me feel much better to have a dentist look at her teeth and just let us know what's going on, what the situation is, what we need to do. You know, just have a professional look at it. I would really... you know, it would make me feel better, and I would like to do that. But if it's going to upset you and you don't want me to do that. You want me to leave it alone. I will. And she's, you know, just do what you want. And I want to hang up now. I told her, thank you. And I hope you have a good day, you know. And I stayed calm. I stayed compassionate. And I was, you know, trying to understand her point of view and not get sucked into another argument. And I understand now that even though it is hard, and I do get tempted sometimes to try to get back with her so that I can be back together with the kids and be together as a family again and have the kids, you know, with me in my day-to-day life, and because I miss them so much, I realize it's not a good situation for them to be in either, to see us arguing and fighting. And it just, I realize now, I may be the one bringing it out of her, even though I don't mean to upset her. It just seems like, you know, almost everything that I do upsets her. And maybe it's just gotten to that point where, you know, where someone annoys you to the point where no matter what they do, it's annoying to you, you know? They could just take a drink of water and you're like, look at that, you know, look at that bastard drinking that water, look at how he gulps, you know, like, just anything that you, you know. And so I have to acknowledge the fact that maybe we're just not meant to be together, maybe we're not right for each other, and that's okay. And again, it's another opportunity for me to practice being compassionate, being understanding and accepting. Oh wow, there's a huge crash. A car is flipped over upside down. Oh my goodness. And yesterday when I was driving up to Tennessee, on the other side of the highway, there was a car that crashed into a tree, that drove off the road, crashed into a tree. And I'm not sure if other cars were involved, but there was a helicopter right in the middle of the highway, police cars everywhere, and traffic for miles back. And I was thinking, man, it looks like maybe someone died, you know, wow. And then as I drove up further, we were stuck in traffic because of a major car accident. Wow, just kind of makes me take a pause and appreciate life, appreciate the fact that I'm alive, and every day I have a new opportunity to make something of my life, you know, by doing the small things each day that may seem insignificant, but they do matter. All of it matters. You know, every little thing, it does matter. And, you know, just focusing on doing every task that's put in front of me, doing it to the best of my ability. And at the end of the day, trying to live the day in a way where I can feel proud of myself at the end of the day. And I do. I think today, by not giving up, by not calling the groom off, not canceling the appointment, and getting up and walking my dogs, even though I was, you know, really tired, I just wanted to lay there in bed, but I did it. I walked them, I, you know, fed them, and make sure they have fresh water, make sure they're comfortable. And then now I'm on my way to my client's house. It looks like I'm going to be there on time, the time that I agreed upon. I told them I'd be there between 10:15, and now it's 10:04 and I'm less than 10 minutes away. And after I groom the dogs today and I'm exhausted, and then I go home and, you know, walk my dogs and then lay down in bed tonight, I'm gonna be exhausted. I'm gonna be super ready to sleep. And I think I'm gonna have a great night's sleep today, feeling proud of myself for doing what was necessary and difficult. You know, not giving up. And I hope me just rambling about all of this, you know, helps anyone else who may be going through a really difficult situation, maybe even more difficult than my situation today, you know, like, maybe you're going through really tough times right now. But just remember that no matter how difficult the situation might be, No matter how heavy the burden, we are all capable of doing anything. No matter how hard it is, we're capable of doing it for just one more day. So I know that you can get through today as well, no matter how difficult it might be. And I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.